T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mike Chen, let's go!
Make me a bicycle, clown!
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats host Wisconsin on October 27th at Ryan Field. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 10 o'clock. A full boat show. I'm very excited. We are going to have Will Perdue in studio for the 7 o'clock hour. I didn't know this about Will, but apparently he's a White Sox meatball. So on top of talking about the Bulls, we're also going to talk about the White Sox with him. And maybe the Cubs. Who knows? Should I ask him some Jordan stories? I think I might. Along with asking him about this year's team. I said this before, and it's not because they are on the score again. I'm low-key excited about the Bulls season starting up. I don't know what that means, if it means I think they can make the playoffs. I want to see it. I want to see a healthy Zach LaVine. I want to see Jabari Parker and what his contribution is, whether that contribution is starting or coming off the bench. I want to see if Chris Dunn's jump shot has gotten better. And if Fred can coach, because I felt like he took a step last year in that regard. But we'll get to Will and the Bulls in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with Scoop B. Robinson. He covers the NBA, so a lot of NBA discussion. I'm looking forward to talking with him. This guy is all over the place. He is all over the place, and I think that you're going to like talking with him as well. Evan Silva, who I haven't talked to in a while, but I really respect what he does from a fantasy football perspective. He will be on the show at 9 o'clock. We will have him take a couple of your questions and thoughts and dilemmas for you as well. But I wanted to start off, since there, at least the way that we have the show scheduled, there's probably not going to be a lot of time to talk Bears specifically. I wanted to spend some time in the 6 o'clock hour talking about the Bears and how you feel about the Bears. I had this interview with Kyle Brandt. We might get it tonight, from NFL Network. And he's a big Bears guy. And we were talking about the emotions that went into Sunday's game. How you're like, oh, this feels great. The Bears are on their way to being 4-1. And then the Dolphins fight back and Brock Osweiler is able to go down the field and all that good stuff. They end up winning. You're 3-2, and now the Patriots are coming in. Part of the reason I felt like it was a big game on Sunday is because the Patriots were coming in. And now they're exactly where you didn't want them to be. Starting to hum as an offense. That's a little bit scary. But before you pick up the phone and dial, because like I said, I want to hear from you about how you feel about the Bears. I don't want you to respond until you hear something. And it's probably going to blow your mind. Bill Belichick was on the teleconference. So how this works is each week, Bears media gets to talk with one opposing player and the opposing coach on a teleconference. We used to lovingly joke about it being in the submarine because you're recording it off of a speakerphone, and that's how we get the audio. Usually it's the quarterback that you get. This week, apparently, they got Gronk. Is it good, Mike? Have you listened to it?
No, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but he talks about M. Shaheen sometimes.
Yeah, that sometimes. I guess the question was, do you know Adam Shaheen? And Gronk was like, sometimes. But we're not going to play Gronk. I want to play Bill Belichick for you and then ask you how you feel about your team. So let me set the stage. there was some sort of mix-up, and we left this out of the recording, but I heard the raw version back in the production studio. And at the beginning of it, Belichick, the first thing he does is apologize to the Chicago media because either he was supposed to call them or they were supposed to call him, and it didn't work out. And so he apologized for being late, which I thought was a great jumping off point for this. But this is what the best coach in football, and probably the best coach in football history, has to say about your team.
Bill, as you familiarize yourself with the Bears offense, what stands out to you about the way that they're using Tariq Cohen right now?
He plays about, let's say, looks like a little bit less than 50% of the time, and he's very, he's in a lot of different places. He's hard to find. He's a dynamic player that can run, catch, really threaten like probably every yard of the field on the every yard on the football field from sideline to sideline, up the middle, deep. You can throw it to him. You can hand it to him. And he's elusive with the ball, and he's elusive to be able to get open so the quarterback can get him the ball. So those are great skills to have. Any one of those is good, and he's got several of them. So he's very hard to tackle. But they do a great job of mixing him, not just putting him in the game, but who he's in the game with. What the combinations are, and then where they locate them, and so forth. There are a lot of multiples. It's hard. Coach Nagy does a good job with that, and he's a special player that you got to know where he is at all times.
Overall, with their offense, where have you sensed progress that the Bears have made in recent weeks?
They're pretty good. Period. But I think like any team, as you go through the year, your execution level gets better, your timing, and whether it's backs reading run blocks and setting blocks up, whether it's the quarterbacks and receivers making adjustments and so forth. The execution of the play from Trubisky to Gabriel down the sideline against Miami. I mean, that's about as good a throw a catch as I've seen all year. The execution on that is like 99 out of 100. I mean, it's a great, great throw, great route, great catch. I mean, it was like a few inches to get the ball in there, 50 yards downfield, and that's where it was. So I just think the overall level of execution, we've seen it on our team. I see it on a lot of teams. Doesn't mean that every game is better than the next, but you start putting little things together and doing them a little bit better, and you know, it only takes one thing to mess the play up, but the more things you do right, the better your chances for success. And you know, I think you see that with the Bears offense and the running game, which they've been very productive running the ball, passing the ball. They utilize all their players, the backs, the tight ends, the receivers, the quarterback, they all have production. And so if you take one away, they just go to the next guy. And that's hard to defend. And there are a lot of options on some of those plays as to which guy is going to end up with the ball based on a quarterback's decision or, you know, if it's a check with me type of play, bubbles and look passes and RPOs and things like that, then it's up to the quarterback to make the right decision, and Trubisky's done a good job of that. So I think all those things are, you know, they keep getting better, and they're hard to defend.
Bill, what are your impressions of Trubisky specifically as a thrower of the football?
Well, I think the most important thing for a quarterback is winning football games, so I don't think it's about stats. I think it's about doing what it takes to make your team, to help your team win, and I think he's done a real good job of that. Bears have lost two games, one on a game where they were in control of the game, and another one they lost in overtime. So, this really looks like a 5-0 team to me. If you change one or two plays, you said that about a lot of teams, but that's the league we're in. I think he's done a good job of getting the ball to the players that are open or in space and letting them be playmakers, and he has a lot of them. And so that's the quarterback's job, is deliver the ball to the playmakers and let them go. And I think he's done a good job of that. And he's played very – he's a tough kid, which I respect. So, you know, that's what we would ask our quarterbacks to do, to make plays that help our team win, to get the ball to the players that are open and in space. It's not about stats. It's about doing what you need to do to win. And sometimes throwing an incomplete pass is the best thing a quarterback can do to help his team.
Bill, we saw earlier today somebody had asked you about Lawrence Taylor and Khalil Mack. I'm curious, is there somebody that Mack does remind you of?
He's a great player. I mean, look, he's already had a huge impact on the Bears' defense and, you know, the first five games. So I'm not taking anything away from him. You talk about Lawrence Taylor, you're talking about, you know, probably the greatest defensive player in the history of the game. So you know, I think it's a little early on that for I wouldn't put anybody in Lawrence Taylor's category, not that I've seen. And I've seen a lot of great players, and look, a lot of the great Bear players were two-way players back in the day, and so I, you know, have a ton of respect for them, the, you know, Lyman's and, you know, Fortman's and Hewitt's and guys like that, I mean, going all the way back. But, I mean, we're talking about a pretty, in my opinion, a more than a special player that really could do everything on the football field defensively that you want a linebacker or a defensive end to do. So, and he did it for a long time at a high level when he was, you know, the target every week. So
that was Bill Belichick on the conference call with the Bears beat reporters today. I know what you're thinking. Every coach says nice things about the other team. You're right. You're 100% right in thinking that. But think about who we're talking about here. It's not that Bill wouldn't say nice things about the other team. It's the level of information that he's talking about when he's saying the nice things about the Bears. I appreciate him ruffling through his notes to get Gabriel's name right. Think about every Bill Belichick press conference you've ever heard until today. Tell me you weren't blown away by that. That's a guy who rarely gives you information like that unless you ask him about special teams, which he will go and talk a ton about. But he went in depth about what your quarterback is doing. Now, I would tell you that if he is already at that level of depth of knowledge and information about the team, then it might not be the best thing for the Bears. But he clearly has a respect for what he has seen on tape. So now, again, I offer to you, what do you think about your team now? How do you feel about your Bears? When you hear it put in terms of a coach in the league and the most respected coach in the league having respect for your team, how does that make you feel about your team? 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go out to the south side and talk with Rico. Hey, Rico, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, love the show. You know, all that stuff that Belichick had to say is great, but how I feel about the team doesn't change, because the three things that the Bears have been doing, which I think is important for any football team, is the three E's: energy, execution, and effort. And they've shown that in every game. They failed in execution the last game on the defense from a tackling standpoint. The offense didn't execute early in the season, but overall, the way they're being coached, they're very well coached, and they are consistently putting out those three things. And the one thing that I think a lot of people have lost sight of is, plain, pure, and simple, I want them to be competitive and have the ability to be in every game. And right now, they're at a good place. They lost a tough game, but they had three straight wins. They just lost a game. They're tied for the NFC North.
Well, they're ahead. They're in first place. Because remember,
first place. Thanks for correcting me.
The other two teams have the ties. They have that tie thing. I remember sitting there at NBC Sports Chicago on Sunday going, God, I hope it's not a tie. Because honestly, I wasn't sure how to speak about a tie. Like, as it's looking, I'm like, okay, well. And I was just waiting because I knew how Alex was going to react, and I knew he was going to be furious with the concept of a tie. And then we would have been discussing, is it a bad tie? Is it a good tie? Is it Ty Burrell? Modern Family? Anyway, back to your phone calls. 312-644-6767. Emmanuel's on the south side. Hey, Emmanuel, you're on the Score.
Hey, what up, Lawrence?
What's happening, Emmanuel? How are you?
Nothing much, man. I was at the game in Miami, and I walked out rather dejected after the loss, but feeling like, wow, we got to the two times, didn't get anything. Almost came down to the swamp where Brady was 7-9 and almost pulled out a victory. So I saw so many good things that day. I saw people wide open over the field. I saw just everything working. I had a really good feeling about us for this year.
Well, I have said that I thought the Dolphins game was a big deal because of who was lurking, who was waiting for you. And the Patriots are waiting for you. A texter says, it's all a smokescreen. He can believe that all those things are true and also figure out ways to not let them happen to New England. He can be like, wow, they're a really good team. They're very well coached. They should be 5-0. And then he can also go, I know how to stop that. Trubisky throwing well against man coverage against the Dolphins. I've got a way to stop him from being good at it. And I'm going to deploy that on Sunday at Soldier Field. I'm sure that Matt Nagy's doing the same thing. He's looking at Brady and Gronk. And he's saying, wow, these guys are, this is a great tandem. But I think that we can put pressure on Tom Brady and maybe force some mistakes. Texas says 3-1-1 sounds better than 3-2. Maybe. I just know that I didn't want to talk about a tie. Could you imagine? It doesn't feel good at all. I really want them to play until there's a winner in the NFL. And I know you're asking guys a lot. Here's the first rule that I would change for next year. Overtime is 15 minutes. What is this 10 minutes nonsense? If before this year, it was kind of an anomaly when you had teams go deep into an overtime. But make the overtime 15 minutes and let's be done with this nonsense. South Loop and Nick. Hey, Nick, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, love your show.
Thank you.
Just listening to Belichick and how he was talking about the Bears makes me real nervous about this game coming up because, as you said, you know, usually he's pretty reserved about his interviews and about the team he's about to play. And as you saw last week, he put up 43 against Kansas City. So if he's putting this much time and effort into analyzing the Bears and being outspoken about the Bears, that means he's super prepared for us.
I agree.
And I'm just pretty nervous about that.
I agree. It says to me that he is locked in, but every NFL coach is. I mean, these guys do grind themselves into the ground. I don't know if they necessarily have to be effective at their job, but they do it. And he's clearly educated on this group.
They have one less day to prepare, though. Don't you think that makes a big difference?
It's not one less day.
Yeah, they played on Monday night.
They played on Sunday night.
Oh, they played. That's right. I'm sorry.
The GOAT played on Monday night, Mike.
My fault.
But it is a 7-hour difference. Playing a night game versus a day game. So, it's all good. Let's take a break. I want to hear some more of your thoughts on this. 312-644-6767. And I had an incredible conversation with Anthony Heron about Mitchell Trubisky that I want to share with you. We'll do that before 7 o'clock. We're talking a lot of Bears. Will Perdue is going to join me at 7. My name is Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Play fake, shoulder shrug. Trubisky lofts it down the left side. Bellamy at the 1. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. 4. Trubisky touchdowns. It's not Fitzmagic today. It's Trubisky magic. 27-3. Bears are blowing out the Bucks.
Narrator. And a week later, Tampa Bay fired their defensive coordinator.
They did. Mike Smith, White Lovey Smith, got fired. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 10 o'clock. Will Perdue is going to join me at 7. He's going to be here in studio. We're going to talk buckets. Is this door going to... Can he walk in that? Is he going to have to duck down? No? It's 7 feet? I don't know because I'm little. So it's fine. Old Republic Bar and Kitchen is where we're going to do the Miller Lite Top Draft from on Friday night. Me and Boogie. Lance Briggs, that's his nickname. Come on out. We're going to be in Elgin. It's going to be fun. And I heard they have good food there. Shane Reardon from our staff has been talking up their food. He also assumed that I like sweet potato fries. Wonder why. Glad that you're hanging out. Hope that your drive home is going really well. We are talking Bears in the first segment. If you missed it, man, you missed Bill Belichick saying some really nice things about the Bears in the teleconference. And I wonder how it makes you feel. And how you feel overall. 312-644-6767 is the number. By the way, in the seventh, Kershaw is dealing. Dodgers 3, Milwaukee 1. Dun, dun, dun. West Suburbs and Don. Hey, Don, you're on the score.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? This reminds me of, you know, when I play high school football. You know, of course, it's two
Hang
different
on.
Things.
Hang on. All right, so we need to have a little conversation now. Just hang on, Don. We're going to get right back to you for a second. But this is one of those moments where the audience, the listener, and the crew, we need to have a discussion before you go forward. Now, Don has already said he's already laid the groundwork for this situation with the Bears being like his experience of playing high school football.
Nope.
Okay, so Herbie says we should not allow Don to continue with his point.
Well, I don't like you comparing your situations in your amateur ranks to professional things. Or professional things to your regular job.
Can I ask a follow-up question to Don real quick?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Don?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What high school did you play football at?
I played on the west side. It's neither here nor there. I'm not comparing.
Wait. No, Don, answer the question.
Okay. I played in the Illini division. I played for West House.
Public league. Okay, hang on. Hang right there. So now we got a guy who played in the public league. Now, there's some good football being played in the public league. Wendell Phillips, for example, over the last few years, been playing great ball. Getting all those kids from Mount Carmel, and they've done it. But I wouldn't call it the highest caliber of football in the state.
It's not DVC or what DVC used to be.
Or the old Sicca East. Or the DVC, you're right. Or what else? What other good conference? Not really the Catholic League. But it's different now. It's like East Suburban Catholic and all that good stuff. My point is, should we then let him go on about that?
I just want him to not compare his time with the Bears.
All right, Mike, how do you feel about this?
I feel as if a guy's going to talk about the situations, he's going to have to have a similar situation. I don't think anybody, unless you play professional sports, can really have that type of similar situation. So if he's going that route, I would say no.
All right, so the Texans say, don't let this guy talk about his high school football days. 630 Texas says, nope. 224 Texas says, savage. I'm going to overrule everybody. I'm going to let Don make his point. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, yeah, guys. I mean, by no means am I saying anything close to professional football that I've experienced. What I'm saying is, what Belichick is doing, I'll just get to the point. It seems like he's really just, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt. He's telling you the positives that he sees or whatever, but it's almost like a calm before the storm, almost a lulling to sleep. I mean, if it's not, you know, if the guy's going to be focused, you know, like he's putting out there what he knows, like the caller said previous, that he's well prepared. The only thing that I meant as far as that, it was a team, like you said, from the Catholic League, brought us out there and fed us good, and then they kicked our butts all across the field. So I was just, you know, making just a simple comparison in that sense. It wasn't like, you know, me playing the actual sport. But as far as the Bears, you know, like I said, I'm confident as far as our offensive line and defensive lines go, if they do their job, like I say, the Patriots defense is not, they're not really no world beaters or nothing like that. You know, you really just worry about Brady getting pressure on Brady, stopping the run game, and then trying to control Edelman and Gronk, which is not an easy task.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the run game of the Patriots. They have one now. Good luck with Sony Michel. Look, I don't think that he can do this from, I don't think that he can run the way he runs for more than 4 years, but guess what? This is year one. That kid runs hard.
Yeah, and that James White is no chicken liver. Also, Don had a great call. Didn't need his credentials, though.
Correct.
Perfect call.
It made a lot of sense. I'm not sure why he needed to add the it was like high school thing.
Not at all. I mean, Don was perfect. Like, his points were on point. I enjoyed it, except for the credentials. I don't care how long you watch the Bears.
Here's,
I don't care how long you've been a fan or you played college or high school football.
I will say this. We're hearing it. Like, I played it for you. I listened to it. I don't think Mitch is listening to the teleconference. He's in a meeting when that's going on. And sure, maybe while he's driving home tonight, he's listening to me on the score and he hears it. But
they don't listen, Lawrence.
Of course they don't. Never. They never know what you say about them, ever. And then you get spicy with Adam Johns. I feel like you're always asking me about interceptions. Well, it's kind of his job when you throw them. Here's the thing. If you don't throw them, he won't ask you about them. Texas says, how much you want to bet I can throw a football over the mountains? That's right, Uncle Rico. You sure can. 847 Texas says, not funny at all there, Lawrence. You're just a bleep to that caller. And you're just a bleep to me.
Actually, you were good. It was us.
No, it's my name's on the show, so.
So is mine.
It's true, but it's spelled wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember, you're not allowed to have fun with callers. Is Don still there? Hang on. Don, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Oh, good. You know what I'm going to do for you, Don?
Oh, yeah, I'm all good, man. I was just, like I said, I just wanted to make the point.
No. We good. On the point, I'm trying to hook you up. I'm going to give you one of our gift cards. I was supposed to give this away to a caller. I'm going to give it away to Don. Don is getting hooked up with a $35 gift card to Top Golf, which is great because he's out in the western suburbs and Top Golf is in Wooddale. So he's good to go. You can join the score and Dos Equis at Top Golf in Wooddale Saturday night from 7 until 9 for a college football party. But you, Don, get a $35 gift card to Top Golf. There it is. God, we have become so serious. It's really amazing to me how when I'm real serious about sports, it's sports is supposed to be fun. And radio's definitely supposed to be fun. But when I have a little fun, it's, well, we have to be serious. Don's cool with it, and now he's going to Topgolf. And you're not, sir. Westside and Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, how's it going?
Things are good. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I heard that Belichick press conference as well. One thing I found interesting, just like your guy said, I've never heard Belichick pronounce Trubisky's name perfectly.
Yeah.
First, yes, he mentioned Taylor Gabriel.
Well, he had to look through his notes, but yes, he...
No, but the fact that he even talked like he did, he's been known to be just like Popovich, real snarky and real, you know, real quick pointing, being Belichick. But I found it interesting that he was really detailed.
Yes.
And Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's a good thing. I think it's probably a bad thing for the Bears because he seems pretty locked in on what the Bears are doing.
Well, it probably is a bad thing. Because, like you say, he's locked in. But keep in mind, he should be locked in because the Kansas City Chiefs did hit his defense for 40.
That is correct. I asked this question of Anthony Heron last night, and I'll ask you. You don't even have to call. You don't have to text if you want. I just want you to think about it. If the Bears are, can the Bears win a game like what happened Sunday night? If we're talking about a game in the 30s or in the 40s, how confident are you that they can win it? And like I said, you don't have to respond. Just think about it for a second. From what you've seen, the good and the bad of the Bears, if they end up in a game like that, how confident are you that they can win it? Woodstock and Gary. Hey, Gary, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence. Just want to say I enjoy the show. I'm actually a Packer fan out here.
Hang on a second. It's another one of those times where I need to go to the audience and I need to go to the crew. I'm guessing that the guy in the car, the woman in the car, heard Gary go, "I'm a Packers fan." I was like, "Man, you better not say nothing. I don't want to hear it." That's my guess. If we were allowed to have fun with Gary, and on the radio, if we were allowed to do that, I would guess that there would be people that are there going, "I don't care what Gary has to say." Here's the thing, Mike Chen. I'm right. 815 texter. GTFO. 224 texter. Boo this man. 331 texter. Hang up on him. 312 texter. Nope. But I'm going to overrule you all. Gary's been a good caller to this show. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I enjoy the criticism, but I actually am looking forward to the Bears being good again and the friendly rivalry that we could have. All I've been saying to my Bear fan friends is I think that the Bears are lacking depth in their defense because I think they're going to ride or die on that defense, especially with Mac being a little bit hurt here. It'll really show their true colors, I feel like.
I appreciate the phone call, Gary. You're not going to win a prize, though. Thumb up for the call. But no prize. We got to let the callers get in on the prizes eventually. I'm enjoying the responses, though. See, this is a new element that we're bringing to the show, and you get to be a part of it. 630 Texter says, should have given Gary the gunshot drop Boers and Bernstein used to use. I don't have it. 815 Texter says, Hulkish Holmes cares about the Green Bay caller. No, she doesn't. Not one bit. 773 texter says, bye, Felicia. It's from Mike. 630 texter says, what's Gary smoking? He sounds baked. 708 texter says, cut that bleep off. Next caller. I do like, one guy's like, you're a dictator. Yes, I do a show by myself. I get to be the dictator. I get to be Nero. Wait a minute. I shouldn't have said Nero. We will hear from him too. Some of the stuff you're going to get, some of it you're not. For the people that get it and enjoy it, I'm doing the Sammy Sosa thing right now after he hits a home run to you. The show works on different levels. And I appreciate the people that allow us to experiment, to have fun with those levels. And if that means that I'm going to interrupt the call from time to time, I'm going to do it. And we're going to have some fun with it. And you know what happened? Nothing. Don got a prize, and Gary got to make his point, and we all got to have fun. More serious Bears talk after this on The Score.
Did we just become best friends?
I just saw Will Perdue come into the house. I'm very excited to talk with him for the next hour. He does know he's doing the rest of the show, right? No? All right. I just threw out on Twitter that what we were talking about. Sometimes callers are going to get the treatment. And it's okay. I thought that we were supposed to be a community, that we were supposed to have a little bit of fun. You know your eyes would roll if you were sitting there with your buddy and all of a sudden your buddy was like, man, you know what the Patriots reminds me of? Back when I played high school, you would roll your eyes. I'm giving you the radio version of that, and I'm giving us an opportunity to have a little bit of fun. There, I am done explaining myself for the day. Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball return to new Welsh Ryan Arena on November 2nd. Season tickets on sale at nusports.com. I have not been there yet, but I am told that that place looks spectacular. It's real, and it's spectacular. So go get tickets at nusports.com. Since you want to get serious about football, Anthony Heron and I had a great hour last night where we were talking about the Bears. And I thought that his evaluation of Mitchell Trubisky was really, really good. So I thought that I would share it with people who may not have heard it. This was last night.
Oddly enough, I viewed it in a lot of ways as a step forward for Mitchell Trubisky because the game against Tampa, while it was nice to see him throw with accuracy and make a lot of big plays, there wasn't any real legitimate physical pressure on him during that game. And the defense, especially the secondary for the Buccaneers, has just been so horrendous throughout the season that there really wasn't a lot of mental pressure on him in that game either. So it was nice to see him have that full-on, full-fledged breakout game against the Bucs. But then you transition forward to a couple of weeks later. Now we're back to what you could consider, you know, legitimate pressure football. And not that the Dolphins are the steel curtain, but it's a secondary at least that can really cause you some problems. They made a lot of plays. They came into that game leading the NFL in interceptions. And especially once you get down in the red zone and in the confines of where the routes have to be really crisp and the throws really have to be on time, or you're putting the ball in jeopardy. And so to see him be inaccurate on some deep balls early in the game, to see the offense be scoreless at halftime, and to see him have to respond to that and to start to play some good football in the second half. And he responded in a way that's important for him to be able to respond if he's going to continue to go in the direction that, you know, all Bears fans are hoping he's going to go. And some of us are starting to believe more that he will go. That the physical tools are part of it. And I've talked to you about that a lot with him. That's such a finite portion of the equation for the great quarterbacks. You know, Aaron Rodgers to me is the rare breed that is immensely gifted physically, but then mentally is off the charts as well. And emotionally is strong enough to handle all the chaos and all the voracious nature of the defenses attacking you throughout the game. Aaron Rodgers is just the unique deal who puts the mental and the emotional and the physical together at as high a level as you can. A lot of other guys are going to be off the charts in one, maybe at max two of those areas. So for Trubisky, where hey, he's above average physically, certainly not Aaron Rodgers physically, but let's say he's above average physically, we need to see the mental and emotional part of that continue to move closer to where his physical gifts are. And the only way to truly do that is to have to go through the fire. And quite often, whether it's been preseason or regular season, we've seen him get a little bit frenetic and get to where he starts to kind of clench up a little bit. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier on the station today that he's to me like the antithesis of Jay Cutler, where Jay seemed like Eeyore, where he could care less what was going on. His emotions were pretty much just going to stay low and level and have this sort of carefree kind of vibe to it. Whereas Mitch, he really does care deeply about wanting to be good, wanting to be great, and working really hard at it. But you see where that manifests itself into some emotional mistakes or into some erratic play at times. So the more he can continue to find, you know, kind of like John Spartan, just to enhance his calm in those moments and just to play within himself and to trust his eyes and to be on time and in rhythm, then the more steps he will make. And it was good to see him in the second half the other day make those types of strides where he seemed far more calm and collected in the second half than he did in the first.
That was Anthony Herron. I think that's a really interesting point about how does Mitch go about calming himself in situations where he wants to make a play and he doesn't stay overamped. It's something that you can watch for going forward as they get ready to play the Patriots this weekend. That was a fun hour of Bears conversation. Now we're going to talk a little bit of Bulls and apparently White Sox with Will Perdue. He's going to jump in studio with me next. I don't know if he's taking calls. Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. But we'll talk with him next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.